love is a beautiful gift.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meeting for the first time tomorrow night on the debate stage. Both are preparing for the showdown in Philadelphia. ABC's Rachel Scott will be there and says the rules are strict.
The 90-minute debate will include two breaks. No opening statements, no audience in the room, no pre-written notes or huddling with staff during commercial breaks. Microphones will be muted when it's not the candidate's turn to speak. And Trump, who won the coin toss, will have the final word.
Pope Francis has now met the president of Timor-Leste on his Southeast Asia tour. As it continues, he will celebrate Mass tomorrow. Up to 750,000 people, half the country, could show up. This is day three of the search for a suspected sniper who opened fire on cars along I-75, a stretch of highway in southeast Kentucky. Five people were injured. Texas Governor Greg Abbott activating state emergency resources along the Gulf Coast in advance of possible heavy rain, high winds, and storm surge due to the next storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. This is ABC News. Miami's police department launching an investigation into an incident that saw Dolphin star wide receiver Tyreek Hill in handcuffs before Sunday's game. He was pulled over allegedly for speeding and reckless driving. Video shows him in cuffs and on the ground.
Sources tell ESPN Hill got into a verbal altercation with police, but Hill says he was not being difficult.
I wasn't disrespectful. You know, because my mom didn't raise me that way.
The director of the Miami-Dade Police Department saying, I have initiated an internal affairs investigation to ensure a thorough review of this matter. One of the officers involved in the incident has been placed on administrative duties.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Thousands of Boeing workers will vote this week on a contract proposal that would see them getting 25% raises over 4 years. The union had been threatening a Friday strike. Don't eat eggs if you get them from Milo's Poultry Farm or Tony's Fresh Market. Eggs sold under both those brands are being recalled after salmonella made at least 65 people sick. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A body found in Platteville last week is that of a man who ran from police nearly 3 weeks ago. Platteville police say Derek Eastlake of Waupaca ran from the scene of a traffic stop last month. He hadn't been accounted for until his body was found late Monday night by two people walking in a wooded area. One person is dead after a truck crashed into an apartment in Siren in northwest Wisconsin. Burnett County deputies say a truck drove through the wall of an apartment Friday morning and killed a resident there. The driver of the vehicle was taken for questioning and treatment. Both the victim and the driver haven't been identified. And the only Milwaukee Brewers team to make it to the World Series is the focus of a new documentary. Just a Bit Outside chronicles the up-and-down season of the 1982 American League champion Brewers. The film will debut in Waukesha Wednesday night. Its statewide release will happen this weekend. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Oak Grove Township last Tuesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 60-year-old David Mattson of Bloomington, Minnesota, was traveling northbound on Highway 35 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. Mattson and his passenger, 48-year-old Beth Mattson, were taken to Regents Hospital. A public meeting on the proposed expansion of Highway T in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties will be held this Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Country Jam site. Highway T is proposed to be expanded to four lanes from Alpine Road to 33rd Avenue. Representatives from Eau Claire County, Chippewa County, the City of Eau Claire, Town of Union, and Town of Wheaton will all be there to answer questions about the project. A Rochester man suspected of killing his sister in Eau Claire last month has died after being stopped by police in Winona. Investigators say 59-year-old Scott Jenkins was stopped Friday night on Interstate 90 and was ordered to exit his vehicle. When Jenkins did move, officers approached the vehicle and found Jenkins dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Multiple agencies had been searching for Jenkins following the August 29th shooting death of his sister in Eau Claire. The investigation into both cases continues. An investigation is now underway following a deadly motorcycle accident near Hudson. Authorities say the motorcycle and vehicle collided yesterday morning on I-94 in St. Croix County. The 19-year-old riding the motorcycle was found dead at the scene. His name has not been released pending notification of family members. 47 people were ejected from Camp Randall Stadium and 18 arrested during Saturday's Badger football game. UW-Madison police say of the 47 ejections, 37 were UW students, as were all 18 arrested. Police also issued 19 tickets to UW students. Those ticketed and ejected included 18 for underage drinking and one for false identification. 16 of the ejections were for tobacco use, 4 for possession of unauthorized alcohol, and 2 for intoxication. 5 people contacted by police had blood alcohol content of 0.2 or higher, and 3 people had to be taken to detox. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
An employee at a Rochester health facility has been terminated after an investigation by the Minnesota Department of Health. The agency began investigating after a complaint against Avion River Bend Memory Care. A belt was used to hold a patient in a wheelchair because an unlicensed caregiver thought she might fall. Another staff member removed the belt and moved the patient to a recliner after a family member complained. The Minnesota Department of Health substantiated the complaint and issued a correction order late last month. Milo's Poultry Farms is issuing a recall of all of its eggs following a salmonella outbreak in Wisconsin. The eggs are labeled with Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market, and they also include all cage-free and organic eggs. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 42 cases of salmonella have been reported in Wisconsin. In addition to Wisconsin, the eggs were sold in Illinois and Michigan. Milo's Poultry Farms is located in Bondwell in Shawnee County, 30 miles northwest of Green Bay. Madison police are investigating an incident that led to shots fired by police officers. MPD says officers responded to the call late Friday night about a group of people in a West Gilman Street parking lot. Officers fired shots after they encountered someone with a gun. Police say they don't believe anyone was hit by gunfire. One person is under arrest, but there's no word on what charges. Minnesota is ordering two utility companies to remove dozens of discarded wind turbine blades from an industrial park in Maurer County. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission ordered Xcel Energy to work with Next Era Energy Resource to begin removing the blades by October 5th. More than 100 blades were discarded by Next Era during a replacement project in 2020. Xcel now owns the project and is also being held responsible. The PUC has told the companies that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency will take action if the blades aren't removed by the end of this year. A Seattle woman accused of dropping off $120,000 for a juror in the Minneapolis Feeding Our Future trial is pleading guilty to federal charges. Layden Ally was charged in June after she was accused of offering money to a juror to vote to acquit the defendants. She now faces a possible sentence of close to 5 to 6 years in prison in a plea deal. Ally also agreed to forfeit any cash from the scheme and pay a fine of up to $200,000. A sentencing hearing has yet to be scheduled. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Packers are the only team in the NFC North without a Week 1 victory. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They fell to the Eagles 34-29 on Friday. It appears we'll have to play the next few weeks without quarterback Jordan Love, who suffered an MCL sprain near the end of that contest. The Packers went just 1-for-4 in the red zone, and while they took the ball away from the Eagles three times, they managed just 9 points as a result.
The red area was a huge problem tonight, and I would say a year ago we were pretty damn good in that area, and we got destroyed in that area tonight.
Matt LaFleur's Packers host the Colts in their home opener on Sunday in Lambeau. The Bears came from behind to knock off the Titans 24-17 despite rookie Caleb Williams throwing for just 93 yards. The Vikings beat the Giants 28-6. Former Packer Aaron Jones 94 yards rushing and a touchdown in the win. And last night, the Lions coming from behind to beat the Rams 26-20 in overtime. David Montgomery rushing for 91 yards and the game-winning touchdown in OT. Week 1 wraps up in the Bay Area tonight with the Jets visiting the 49ers in Santa Clara. Aaron Rodgers is back after missing all but a few plays of last season because of a ruptured Achilles. It's a big year for the Jets, who haven't made the playoffs since 2010.
Regardless of what happens on Monday, we win, the headline's going to be, you know, we're going to the Super Bowl. We lose, same old Jets. So I think we need to get away from some of those outside themes.
Just hours before the Cowboys' 33-17 win over the Browns, quarterback Dak Prescott agreed to a record-setting four-year, $240 million contract extension with the Cowboys. The Brewers fell to the Rockies 4-1 on Sunday, finishing with a 2-4 homestand. Freddie Peralta got tagged with a loss as the Brewers lost for the fourth time in the last five games. The crew had just three hits and went hitless in their final 23 plate appearances on Sunday. And the football Badgers beat South Dakota 27-13. They improved to 2-0 and will host Alabama this week. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Minnesota Vikings opened up the Sam Darnold era with a 28-6 win over the Giants at MetLife Stadium. Minnesota led 14-3 at halftime before getting a pair of touchdowns in the third quarter. Darnold passed for 208 yards and tossed touchdowns to Justin Jefferson and Jalen Naylor in his Vikings debut, while Aaron Jones added 94 yards and a score on the ground. Andrew Van Ginkel had a sack and a pick six in the victory. The win was Minnesota's first by more than 17 points since 2019. The Vikings will take on San Francisco at home Sunday. The Minnesota Twins were swept by the Kansas City Royals following a 2-0 loss in the series finale at Kauffman Stadium. Minnesota managed just 5 hits in the losing effort. Simeon Woods Richardson was charged with his 4th loss after giving up 2 runs on 3 hits in 4 1/3 innings. The Twins are in 3rd place in the AL Central and have a 3.5-game lead for the final American League wildcard spot. David Festa goes for Minnesota against the Angels tonight. The Minnesota Golden Gophers had no trouble turning aside Rhode Island during a 48-0 win Saturday. Minnesota had a 17-point lead at halftime before pouring it on with 31 in the second half. Max Brosmer passed for 271 yards and 2 touchdowns in the victory. The 1-0 Gophers will host Nevada on Saturday. The Minnesota Lynx are on a 3-game winning streak following a 78-71 win over the Washington Mystics at Entertainment and Sports Arena. The Lynx trailed entering the final quarter before going on a 27-19 run the rest of the way. Nafcia Clarier scored 19 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in the win. Minnesota's in second place in the WNBA at 26-9. The Lynx visit the Dream tomorrow.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. A 15-year-old angler won Wisconsin's largest muskie tournament last month. I'll tell you who he is when we return, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Forrest Grassel, age 15 of Seymour, was the top angler at the 38th Annual National Championship Muskie Open, held on Eagle River Area Lakes August 16th to 18th. The Eagle River Area Chamber of Commerce, along with the Muskie Clubs Alliance of Wisconsin, sponsor the tournament on 7 lake families in the area. It's billed as the largest amateur muskie tournament in the United States. This year's event drew 1,129 muskie anglers from 16 states. A total of 162 muskies were caught and released. This year, 61 husband-wife teams and 44 kids entered the tournament. Grassel won with 4 muskies measuring 34.5, 36, 36.5, and 37 inches for a total of 144 inches of Wisconsin muskie. It was Grassel's 7th year of fishing in the tournament. Meanwhile, Pete Laborde was the luckiest raffle ticket holder, winning a Recon boat and a 115-horse Mercury motor. Next year's National Championship Muskie Open will be held August 22nd to 24th, 2025. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Logano survives to win the Atlanta playoff opener. The Monday Morning Race Recap is brought to you by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Sunday's Quaker State 400 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway was the first playoff race in the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. 13 of the 16 drivers had trouble of some sort. Joey Logano didn't. He survived and got points, paying win number two of the season.
When we got knocked out of the playoffs last year, it hurt a lot, and it stings the rest of the playoffs. Every time you show up to the racetrack and you're not in it, it hurts. You know, you just get mad. You just live mad for a little bit. But that's just what the playoffs are, right? I mean, that's what drives you and motivates you to be better, because you don't want the pain, and you also want the thrill of the victory at the end. But this is a good start for sure.
That win locks Logano into the round of 12. Daniel Suarez finished second. Ryan Blaney was third. Christopher Bell was fourth. And Alex Bowman finished in fifth. Five playoff drivers finished outside the top 20, and that shakes up the standings. On the outside looking in are Brad Keselowski out by one, Harrison Burton out by 16, Truex is out by 19, and Briscoe is out by 21. Ty Gibbs is in by one. Denny Hamlin is in by two as the NASCAR Cup Series heads to Watkins Glen International for the second race in the round of 16 on Sunday. I'm Mike Bagley. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. One Minnesota bus driver had a homeless woman board the bus wearing no shoes, so she stepped in by giving the sneakers on her feet away.
I knew that you're not supposed to drive in your socks. It's a big no-no. But I couldn't help it.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions, made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs low 80s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 80s. And for Wednesday, sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Pepin at 62, Mondovi 60, Plum City 59, O'Galley 58, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson 57. Here at WRDN, we have sunshine 57 with Toby Keith and courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Good morning. It's 8:27.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
She thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living, now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family? Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? She's always lived for tomorrow. She's never learned how to live for today. Oh, she's dying. Just scared away. Oh, something for herself for a change. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. What she'd do it the same as she did back then. Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family? She should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? We'll be right back.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. She counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson today.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Jordan Davis, Tucson too late, 8:37. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the 6th annual Hope for You Suicide and Mental Health Walk coming up this Saturday, starting at 10 at Keddie Woodlawn. You'll be able to walk in memory of those we have lost, honor those who have survived, along with those who struggle. Again, that's the 6th annual Hope for You Suicide and Mental Health Walk this Saturday, starting at 10 at Keddie Woodlawn. Let's run down birthdays for today. Former football commentator Joe Theismann, 75 today. He appeared in two Super Bowls as the quarterback for the Washington Redskins. This actor achieved fame as Luke Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard. Yep, Tom Wopat, 73 today. And this actress became known for her movies, for her role as Brigitte von Trapp in the film The Sound of Music. We are talking about Angela Cartwright, 72 today. This actor's been in the movies Cloud Atlas, Did You Hear About the Morgans, Music Lyrics, and American Dreams. Hugh Grant, 64 today. This actor is best known for playing Deacon Claiborne on the TV series Nashville. Charles Easton is 59 today. Comedian Adam Sandler, 58 today. This actress has been in the movies Oz, The Great and Powerful, and My Week with Marilyn, along with Shutter Island. Michelle Williams is 44 today. Born on this date, English naval officer Captain William Bligh, born in the state, 1754. Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy, born in the state in 1828. He's famous for writing War and Peace. This entrepreneur found the fast food restaurant Kentucky Fried Chicken. Colonel Sanders, born in the state in 1890. I like original recipe. Thank you very much. Also, odds maker Jimmy the Greek Snyder. Remember him from CBS's NFL Today? Yep, born in the state in 1918. This Emmy Award-winning actor won an Oscar for the movie Charlie. He took home an Emmy for the Bob Hope Presents the Chrysler Theater's presentation of the game. We are talking about Cliff Robertson, born in the state in 1923. And musician Billy Preston, born in the state in 1946. He had a successful solo career. He did a lot of session work with the Beatles in the late 60s. Anniversaries today, Mike and Laura Beale, happy anniversary. Janet and Milan Burmeister also celebrating an anniversary today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran. Visit Duran Smokehouse for all of your fall grilling needs. From the brats, the hot dogs, the steaks, the hamburgers, and more from Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app. Earn those reward points and then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats, too. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs low 80s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine highs low 80s. For Wednesday, sunshine highs mid 80s. Currently across the region, plenty of sunshine. Pepin 62, Mondovi at 60, Plum City 59, Ogallee 58, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson 57. Here at WRDN, sunshine 62 with Rodney Atkins. And take a back road. Good morning, it's 8:43.
Horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign.
Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, some old back road.
She's got a T-top Camaro with a scoop on the hood. Big speakers blasting Johnny B. Goode. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein, cheap sunglasses from the Five and Dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. I gotta find
life. Someday she's all ribbons and curls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in line. I gotta find a way to make you
nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Some things in life are meant to fly. They're coming and they go. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going on. Say it wasn't meant to be. Maybe meant to be's misunderstood. Can't hold on to letting go. Change the way the river flows. Loving her's like roping in the wind. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain. Like an Arizona desert rain, like lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going, gone.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs, Going, Going, Gone, 8:53. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting coming up on September 17th, starting at 7 o'clock at the Shirley Doan Senior Center in Menominee. 7 p.m. registration, 7:30 meal. The meeting afterwards, that's the Dunn County Farm Bureau annual meeting, September 17th, starting at 7 at the Shirley Doan Senior Center in Menominee. Mega Millions is up to $800 million. Not bad. Nobody matched all six numbers in Friday night's drawing. The last time someone won the grand prize, June 4th. So it's going to be worth an estimated $800 million, a lump sum option of $400 million cash. That still would be pretty good, too. Now, if you did play on Friday, don't toss out your tickets just yet. There were six tickets sold that matched five numbers, and they're both worth a cool $1 million each.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
One in four people aged 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. So you'd think that there would be tons of performance sneakers specifically made for walking, but there aren't. However, one company has you covered, Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. And it takes walking footwear to new heights. Because Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded with all the technology you need to get the most out of your walk. It starts with a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Plus, it has Skechers Hyperburst foam for unbelievable cushion with incredible bounce. Plus, Workout Walkers feature Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability, and ArchFit insoles with podiatrist-certified arch support for amazing comfort step after step. Make your walking workout more comfortable than ever with Skechers' new Workout Walker. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country.
a new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long.